We're glad to have in studio this morning Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. I saw Susan over at the United Way kickoff a week ago Friday, and you reminded me that September is Hunger Action Month. This is a nationwide initiative?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having us on again. And yeah, actually, this is the seventh year for Hunger Action Month. It was started by Feeding America, and it's a national endeavor. But locally, Second Harvest Food Bank runs the program, and the purpose of it is for people to be mobilized to either learn more about what's going on in your area with hunger and then do something about it. So locally at Second Harvest, we've got a lot of things planned.
It's slightly different than when they have the hunger months, you know, sort of in the springtime,
right?
The food drive and that type of thing. This is obviously maybe to, as you say, mobilize people and also to raise awareness. And one of the things you have related to that is coming up on this Thursday, September 4th, just 2 days away. This is the day you ask people to wear orange. Explain
right.
What that's about.
Well, orange is the symbolic color for hunger. And the first Thursday of every September is Go Orange Day. Now, that ought to be easy for those of us around here. I mean, it's also NFL kickoff this weekend and everything. So, you know, whether it's, you know, your Browns jersey or something like that, wear orange. And Governor Kasich has proclaimed Thursday Go Orange Day, and I guess they're going to wear orange down in the State House. And so it's just a way for people to be reminded about what this month is and what it's all about. And once again, it's really about awareness, because we feel if people are aware, they're inspired to read up about it, find out what's going on locally, they're going to do something about it. And then we'll have plenty of activities for them to participate in.
There's the things you'd like to do not only in the community, but probably schools. I don't know whether that's been organized
Absolutely.
Or not, but have that sort of support. Talk about some of the things people may learn if they start to sort of investigate the hunger issues in North Central Ohio.
Well, locally, we have, Second Harvest is the regional food bank in charge of Lorain, Erie, Huron, and Crawford County. And locally, we last year fed over 80,000 people. And that's through the distribution of 7.5 million pounds of food. Now, these are our neighbors and our friends, coworkers, people that live right around here. And we need to even do better than that to be able to take care of this problem. And we can do it. We have the relationships. We work with local farmers. Our own situation internally is that we're working on increasing our capacity, and then we'll be able to capitalize on that. And that's through, of course, moving into our new building next spring. But we'll be able to do that with maybe distributing even up to 14 million pounds of food. But that's what's going on right here in our own backyard. And that's not even to mention school is starting, and we handle all the kids' backpacks in this area, Elyria City Schools, Lorain City Schools, Norwalk Schools. And then we also work through our network of agencies, which include, let's say, the Boys and Girls Club. So we do 5,000 backpacks in our own facility every week.
When you talk about backpacks, explain what that is.
Well, and that's a program that started, it's a national program. It was started by teachers. They would notice kids coming in to school on Monday mornings, not alert, drowsy, hungry, all that kind of thing. And when they're in school, many of these children who are in poverty situations or from homes that have hunger insufficiency, they get free or reduced meals at school, but on the weekend, nothing. So they were coming in Monday mornings really in need. So the teachers made everybody aware of this. So it's a national program. What we do, we have a group of volunteers that come into our warehouse, and they pack backpacks on Tuesday mornings, and we work on that through the network. They get out to the kids by Friday. They take a full backpack home over the weekend, so they have food to eat. It's single-serving, nutritious food that the kids themselves, they don't really even need anybody to help them with it or prepare it. They'll be able to eat over the weekend. They come back Monday, and then it all starts all over again. So this is every single week, and school's starting, and, you know, we're working with the schools and Boys and Girls Clubs and getting this out, 5,000 through our region.
That's a lot of backpacks.
It is.
5,000?
Yeah.
And you have volunteers.
Yeah.
stuffing the house.
Yeah.
It's interesting the way the hunger impacts all sorts of your life, you know, mm-hmm. you know, it, with relating to education.
And there's plenty of statistics out there that show if there's a little kid that is hungry, they're worried about trying to get rid of those hunger pangs as opposed to learning. So a full, healthy child is going to learn better.
The food you pack in there, the mm-hmm. food you distribute, where does it come from?
Well, because it's very specific, it's not just, you know, it's not candy and it's not a big box of cereal or what have you. And we need, it's very specific. We work with different manufacturers that'll actually produce single serving product. And so it's product groups in Ohio that we purchase this from.
We're talking mm-hmm. this morning with Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. September is Hunger Action Month. This coming Thursday is the day to wear orange to raise awareness for Hunger Action Day. You also want people to kind of get involved by taking photos, posting it on their social media sites, or including hashtags with that. I guess that's another way of spreading the word. We've all seen how the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge has kind right. of exploded and created people more awareness of that sort of thing. And every agency that has a need probably would like, you know, a little bit of spotlight in that
right.
regard, right?
And that is awesome. That whole Ice Bucket Challenge is awesome, but it just shows you the power of social media. And who in this day and age doesn't use social media one way or another? So, of course, you know, that's why we're promoting selfies. And those people that are volunteers at our warehouse, we'll have a selfie station this year. So any volunteers can kind of, we've got, you know, a little orange garb and things like that. They can have some fun with it, dress up. And then we're asking them to post it on Facebook. Well, you don't have to just be one of our volunteers to do it. You can go ahead and, you know, be at one of our charity partners and take a picture of yourself, you know, helping out, doing something like that, or do one of the other events that are coming up this month, as well as, you know, WEOL and Mike Bassford. You do the high school football fill the truck challenge on your Friday nights. It's like you guys are doing, you're participating in Hunger Action Month by doing that. So there's a lot of groups out there that are doing something to make a difference. So take a picture and, you know, share.
Now, one of the things you have listed on here of things that people do is use the Hunger Action Month calendar.
Right.
Any idea what's on there, or what would that be taking us through September to do?
Well, we have, you can go on our website and find the calendar, and certainly those of you that receive our emails and things like that will get one. But there are certain things like, you know, brown bag lunch today on a given day. So instead of buying your lunch, whatever you'd spend on lunch, do a brown bag and take that money and donate it to Second Harvest. Another one is you maybe participate in the zombie walk, or, you know, the Friday night high school football fill the truck event. We've got a Cedar Point's doing a food drive on the weekends in September, and Walmart is doing a special Fight Hunger Spark Change event starting the 15th of September, where people can go online and vote for us, and it's a national thing. So there's different things every single day, and it just gives you ideas. It's either things to read, things to do, and ways for you to become informed.
You mentioned that you work also with the local farmers. We're coming into sort of a harvest time. Is this a time when you kind of have to figure out how to get these things distributed in a timely manner? Or what?
Well, that goes on all along. We one of the programs that we do is a farmer's market, and we do that with our partner charities, and those start in July. And farming is a very sophisticated business too. So our local farmer partners plant things all along, and we have harvest from them starting in July to these farmers markets. So it's a challenge every week to move these things very quickly. So yes, I mean, it's even more so at this time of year, but we're pretty efficient at what we do, and we certainly know the need. Our charity partners have the need. They're begging us for more food as soon as we can get it. So we're turning it out the door quickly.
Talking about distribution, I know that's one of the goals of having the new warehouse. Can you give us a construction update?
Yeah, actually, and we're taking pictures every single day. So you can go to our website, and we'll be having like updates as to what's going on. Site work is begun, and they're going to be doing like all that foundation and cement work. They do say that maybe by the third week of September, we'll be able to have some hard hat tours. So we do have some people that are interested. If anybody out there is interested in doing that, give us a call. We have part of our warehouse is pre-engineered, and that's already been delivered. So once that foundation work is done, it's really quick once that other part goes up. So you'll actually be able to see a lot more in the next couple of weeks. So,
and you'll be able to get trucks in and out much more quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hunger Action Month is going on now here in the month of September. And again, this coming Thursday is Hunger Action Day, where you're all asked to wear orange. If someone looks in the office and says, why didn't I get the memo? Well, you should probably tell them a little bit ahead of time and let them know what it's all about. It's helping to spread the word. Turn orange for hunger relief is a little bit of that support as well. Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank, thanks for stopping in. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. You're so supportive.